now.
And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $3,953, up 6% in the last 24 hours. We have Ripple currently trading at 37 cents. That's up 6%. Ethereum currently trading at $136. That's up 13.5%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $175. And that is up 13% as well in the last 24 hours. And EOS currently trading at $2.69. And that's up 13% in the last 24 hours. So, I mean, listen, we've come back from Christmas. We're seeing a few highs. We're seeing a bit of market moves to the upside, which is always great to see. The market cap is $133 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is currently 51.8%. So it's really interesting. We've seen lots of stories come out over the Christmas period while people have been resting, relaxing, eating, and here in the UK, definitely drinking. So with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. Find out what's been going down over the Christmas period. What do you need to know? And let's bring you up to speed. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. Just before we jump into the top stories, I just want to let you know that myself, Shane Kehoe, co-friend of SVK Crypto, have been around recently. We have been around the world. And our most recent trip was to LA, then to San Francisco for the EOS Hackathon. You can check out all the footage of our daily vlogs from the trip with all the people we hooked up with, including the Everpedia guys, the Ikigai guys, the Crypto Twins, who are my favorite female twins in the space. They're on the film. Who else have we got? We've got everyone, dude. You got to go check it out. You can check it out at YouTube, youtube.com/SVK Crypto. If you do that, you will find it. We've got 6 videos. You got to check them all out and leave a nice comment as well. So let's jump into the stories. So it's interesting. Italy has been in the news. Italy have recently announced 30 experts to lead national blockchain strategy. Now, this is interesting and important because what we've seen, smaller economies, smaller countries really looking to implement and use blockchain. Now, what we're starting to see is slightly bigger countries such as Italy doing the same thing. And it's also important because Italy are in the European Union. If Italy is a great success with their blockchain application for whichever way they choose to use it, you'll start seeing other countries picking up confidence from the back of this. So the Italian government has published a list of 30 experts brought together to develop the nation's blockchain strategy. The Ministry of Economic Development published the list yesterday, revealing a pool of experts across areas such as business, academic research, computer science, and law. Of course, all with knowledge and experience on blockchain tech. Notable individuals include Angioli Giongi, head of marketing portfolio at a telecoms firm Italy, and also a member of the UN Info's blockchain group, Monaco Marco, a leader of the Blockchain Competence Center at the PwC Italy, Pimpolini Martino Maris, president of the Italian Association of Paying Services Providers, and Vitaly Marco, president of blockchain firm Quandes Foundation. What's really interesting about this, the ministry actually called to gather this group of individuals and experts back in September, but they couldn't because they wanted to use Italian people, but they couldn't find any who were proficient in blockchain to the point where they could be experts and leaders and help lead the way for the government. So they basically spent the last couple of months like searching and rummaging around and asking others if they know anyone, using and leveraging their network. So that's a really interesting point as well. You need more and more people in the space to actually advise governments to do that as well. I'm sure there's different firms and entities set up to advise, but it'll be interesting to see which one, if any, a government would go to. What would a government do if they want to use blockchain? Who do they ask? So it'd be interesting to see what kind of services are out there as well. But what we have to remember is the underlying importance. It's great that countries start to implement blockchain in the day-to-day lives of their communities, which is what a country is. And it's really interesting to see this pick up pace, see this pick up momentum. And what we're really waiting for now is just for the adoption to become greater and greater. And we're starting to see that. Now, if any of you are Electrum holders, I'm sure you're aware, but if you're not, Electrum wallet was attacked. And the attackers may have stolen as much as 245 Bitcoin. So a phishing attack on the Electrum wallet network has possibly managed to steal around 245 bitcoins worth over $880,000 at today's prices. Warning of the attack on Thursday, the firm tweeted, "There is an ongoing phishing attack against Electrum users. Our official website is electrum.org. Do not download Electrum from any other source." The bad actor set up the attack by creating multiple fake servers of the Electrum wallet network. As a result, when users connected to those servers attempted to broadcast a Bitcoin transaction, they received an error message providing a malicious link to malware disguised as an updated wallet, the firm explained on its GitHub page. Electrum said that to make the attack move effective, the attacker is creating lots of servers, hence increasing the chance a client would connect to him. So this is crazy. A Reddit user posted a Bitcoin address Thursday. They said the attacker is using his wallet, which with stolen crypto, and using it to spend in other things already, which is nuts. So the firm explained, "We do not publicly disclose this until now." So around at this time of the 3.3.2 release, the attacker stopped. However, they have now started the attack again. Instances of cryptocurrency hacks are fast on the rise as criminals seek an easy path to rich rewards. According to a recent report from blockchain security firm CipherTrace, nearly $1 billion in crypto have been stolen so far this year. Another report from McAfee showed that there were nearly 4 million new mining malware threats in the third quarter of 2018 alone, compared to the less 500,000 in 2017 and 2016. By the way, I think it's low because if you look at the actual people that can pull off a network attack, there aren't many. And I'm serious, it's probably, you know, under 1,000 people that can actually do that. And then if you look at who they are, most of them are early adopters into crypto. So they're kind of cypherpunks, or, you know, they believe in, they're kind of liberals by belief. So a lot of them won't do it because they don't think it's the right thing to do. So then you're looking at an even smaller pool of people who would do that. But when this market blows up, you're going to find more and more people attracted to this space for mining attacks to expose latency issues, to expose bad tech. And when this market builds and grows, as we know it will, we're going to start seeing more bad actors in the space. At this current point in time, yeah, there's bad actors, but the majority, like 98% of the space, are here for the positive reasons, not for the negative. So it'll be really interesting to see in the next 10 years if my prediction that more bad actors are going to come into the space, and by the way, that helps the space secure itself from bad actors attacking. It makes the underlying tech better as well. So with 2019 around the corner, the year digital securities offerings become the new ICOs. Well, it could be. That's for us to find out. So it is amazing to think that just a few decades ago, the New York Stock Exchange would shut down every Wednesday just to process trades and assessments via couriers on bikes, physically carrying stock certificates between buildings on Wall Street every time a stock changed hands. This led to the paperwork crisis in the 1960s. In 1968, when the volume of stocks traded rose threefold to 15 million shares per day. Following the crisis was the creation of the Depository Trust Company in 1973 and the National Security Clearing Corporation, the NSCC, in 1976, which later merged in 1999 to create the Depository Trust and Clearing Company, the DTCC. This signified that the digital era had come to Wall Street. Today, the DTCC holds trillions of dollars in shares and settlements, more than $1 quadrillion in trade value. And that's how much it settles, by $1 quadrillion. However, the sector failed to truly digitize the end-to-end process. Pre-trade order routing, electronic trading of securities has become extremely low cost and frictionless. But the same improvements have not arrived, similar to clearing, settlement, and custody. Blockchain-based digital securities have emerged to solve these problems and enable low-risk management, proxy votes, liquidity, and seamless dividend distributions, among other features. First, they allow for individual ownership of the digital shares through tokens. Second, they enable instant settlements, so there are no counterparty risks, eliminating billions of dollars in intermediary fees. But the simple question still remains. Will 2019 be the year for STOs? But if you look back at 2017 for 2018, they were really thought-provoking years, because what we saw was a revolution on the way to raise money for an early stage company, project, or even experiment. What we saw was a market. What we saw was liquidity. What we saw was the perfect way to do it. Now, will 2019 be the year for this to be perfected, for this go to the next stage, the next level? That's really the key here. But it's much more than that. Because you may have the best way to raise funds, but the market may be down and no one's interested in putting funds into the market. So you need liquidity. I personally believe that what we're going to start to see is we're going to start to see the bar being raised. We're going to start seeing better projects, more interesting, more in-depth, more value-add projects. Great minds coming into the space. We have phenomenal minds here already. We're going to start seeing more and more talent pull into the space. We're going to start to see new ways where blockchain is going to revolutionize different businesses, different parts of our life, different parts of culture even. What we're going to start to see is a revolution bit by bit, brick by brick, or block by block. And that is what's going to take us to the potentially $1 trillion, $5 trillion market cap. But remember, these are my own views, and I'm not a financial advisor or a lawyer as well. But listen, I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. I hope you had a great Christmas. Remember to subscribe to the podcast, and I look forward to coming at you on the next episode. Remember, as always, to hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto, Telegram SVK crowd. Type that in, you will find us, and feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. And of course, like I said at the start of the video, feel free to check out our vlogs from LA, San Francisco, and while we were there, the EOS Hackathon. You got to check them out. And the way to do that is go to youtube.com/SVK crypto, or type that into YouTube and you'll see 6 different vlogs. Check them all out. They're absolutely kicking. With that in mind, that's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.